USA News, I'm John Schaefer. China has been spying on the U.S. from Cuba for years. That's according to a Biden administration official. The spying facility was already in place and had been upgraded in 2019. This admission contradicts the administration's previous denial of a reported eavesdropping agreement between the two countries in Cuba, which they deemed inaccurate. Two GOP presidential candidates have differing views on Donald Trump's involvement in the 2024 race. Vivek Ramaswamy believes Trump should be pardoned, citing his conviction in the classified document probe. Asa Hutchinson, on the other hand, has called on Trump to withdraw from the race and accused Ramaswamy of using a political tactic to gain support. Their statements made on CNN's State of the Union today, just 2 days after Trump's federal indictment. Part of the heavily traveled Interstate 95 is closed in Philadelphia and will remain shut down for an extended period after a portion of the freeway collapsed.
We did have a collapse of 95 on the northbound side, and the southbound side is compromised by heavy fire. It looked like we had a lot of heat and heavy fire underneath the underpass.
Philadelphia Battalion Chief Derek Bomer says crews called to the scene have since been able to put out that fire, which started under an overpass and quickly spread to the lanes above. He had no word on any possible casualties. Police in Houston, Texas are investigating an overnight shooting at a club that left 6 people injured. Police Chief Troy Finner said somebody fired into a crowded parking lot at the Taboo Club in West Houston.
We had 6 victims here. Apparently there's some kind of disturbance inside of the club that came out into the parking lot.
Finner confirmed that 5 victims are in stable condition, but one man was in critical and underwent surgery. West Coast ports, including Seattle, Los Angeles, Long Beach, and Oakland, are experiencing labor disruptions. Port of Seattle suspended cargo operations due to a work slowdown reported by dock workers. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get 4 of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A common drug used to treat diabetes has the power to prevent long COVID.
A recent study led by researchers at the University of Minnesota found that metformin lowers the risk of getting long COVID. The study revealed that overweight or obese people between the ages of 30 and 85 who had COVID were about 40% less likely to develop long COVID if they took the drug. Participants who received metformin were compared to participants who were given a placebo. The principal investigator said the drug is inexpensive, safe, and widely available, so this discovery could have significant public health implications. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The New York City Council is considering a controversial reparations bill presented by Councilwoman Farrah Lewis from Brooklyn. The bill proposes the formation of a 9-member task force tasked with determining if black New Yorkers should receive reparations for slavery. The bill is part of a broader legislative package, which includes other race-related measures like the removal of city monuments and artwork linked to slavery. WNBA star Brittany Griner of the Phoenix Mercury was harassed by a man at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. The man filmed himself harassing Griner, referencing her connection to the Merchant of Death. Griner was released last year as part of a prisoner swap with Victor Bout, the Russian arms dealer known as the Merchant of Death. She had been in Russian custody for nearly 300 days due to drug smuggling and possession charges. Griner was not injured in that incident. And Transformers Rise of the Beasts is taking over the box office, projected to earn $60 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. And right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.